Good morning, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA, the Celtics are owners of a 7-game winning streak that has them 1.5 games behind the first-place Raptors in the NBA's Atlantic Division. Kemba Walker scored 27 points and Jason Tatum added 26 as the Celtics got past the Thunder last night, 112-111. Also, the Hawks downed the Knicks in double overtime, 140-135, and the 76ers topped the Bulls, 118-111. In men's college basketball, Iona ripped Fairfield 78-54, UMass beat George Mason 69-67, and UConn edged Cincinnati in overtime 72-71. In women's college basketball, Syracuse defeated Louisville 59-51. In the NHL, the Rangers took down the Kings 4-1, the Ducks beat the Sabres 3-2, and the Red Wings upset the Bruins 3-1. In MLB news, the Red Sox and Dodgers have reworked a deal that is sending outfielder Mookie Betts and pitcher David Price to Los Angeles. A person with knowledge of the negotiations says the Red Sox are receiving outfielder Alex Verdugo and prospects Jeter Downs and Connor Wong for Betts and Price. The Red Sox, Dodgers, and Twins had a tentative deal in place last week that included Minnesota prospect Brewstar Graterol to Boston. That fell apart when Boston had issues over Graterol's arm health. In a NASCAR, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Alex Bowman are the first two drivers to qualify for next Sunday's Daytona 500. Stenhouse captured the pole with a top lap of roughly 194.6 miles per hour in his first qualifier for JTG Doherty Racing. Bowman will start on the outside of the front row after posting a top lap of roughly 194.4 miles per hour. The starting order for the rest of the 40-car field will be determined by Thursday's two qualifying races at Daytona International Speedway. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org. I'm Jesse King.